Security tighter than usual at the city county building today for the court appearance in a half an hour of Thomas Hardy, the man accused of killing IMPD officer David Moore. City Public Safety Director Frank Straub has a warning for those who go after police.
We will not tolerate any attack against our officers, our department, or our community. We will be relentless in the investigation, the apprehension, and the prosecution of those individuals who threaten the lives of our police officers, who threaten our department, and threaten our community.
The public is invited to the calling for Officer Moore 2 to 8 p.m. on Monday at Crown Hill Cemetery, and the funeral is set for 11 a.m. on Tuesday at Conseco Fieldhouse. Officer Moore will be buried in Crown Hill's Heroes of Public Safety section. Indiana Congressman Mike Pence says he has decided not to compete for the Republican presidential nomination next year. Pence told supporters that he will bypass a White House bid. No word yet on whether he'll run for Indiana governor, but that was a second option Pence had been considering. A Democratic state representative who was first elected nearly 40 years ago says he will not seek re-election in 2012. 75-year-old Representative William Crawford of Indianapolis was first elected in 1972. Crawford is one of the most senior Democrats in the House and has been chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. Hoosiers faced with losing their homes may have another option for keeping them. A House committee is considering a bill that would allow those households to set up a payment plan with their county auditor. Marion County Deputy Treasurer Cindy Land says it's a way to give homeowners added flexibility.
I don't know how many of you have sat across from somebody who is just crying and sobbing and have unusual circumstances, but with this current economic crisis, our volumes have increased so high because of people losing jobs.
The sponsor of the measure, Bill Friend, says it also helps counties collect taxes that they would not receive if homes go to tax sale. Indiana Senate Democrats want to tackle job creation, the minority party requesting a hearing on four bills it calls the Real Idea, Real Jobs package. Vi Simpson says the goal is to spark jobs, particularly for small businesses.
We do know that there are about 300,000 people still out of work. That's about 1 in 10 of every Hoosier. We also know that 1 in 5 Hoosiers are unemployed or underemployed.
One of the measures calls for a new employee tax credit that would extend to businesses that hire even one employee. The credit currently is given only to those with at least 10 new workers. And the mayor of Vincennes wants its non-for-profit groups to pay a share of the community's public safety expenses. Mayor Al Baldwin says his plan calls for groups that don't pay property taxes to make a voluntary donation to the city to help it meet its public safety expenses. He says if the groups chipped in, it would help eliminate some of the city's funding gaps. Baldwin argues that entities like churches, public schools, universities, and some hospitals don't pay anything to the city in the way of property taxes, but still enjoy city services. Baldwin wants not-for-profit entities to contribute a small percentage of what they would pay in property taxes. He says any money collected would be used only for public safety. A life sciences company has announced an expansion. Wayne Pratt has more. Inside Indiana Business.
A biomarketing company plans to increase operations in Indianapolis. VMS says it intends to add 102 jobs by 2015 and invest more than $1.5 million to expand office space. Beer and wine likely won't be available at the state fair anytime soon. As Josh Weichel reports, legislation to allow alcohol sales during the event is not expected to be passed during the current session of the General Assembly.
Officials tell Inside Indiana Business the bill is dead. State Representative Bob Cherry introduced the legislation to allow beer and wine sales, but he now feels the proposal will not get a hearing. Earlier this month, State Fair spokesman Andy Klotz told Inside Indiana Business allowing beer and wine sales would have been a revenue generator and a way to highlight a sector of the state's agriculture industry. In a recent Inside Indiana Business Viewpoint poll, the majority of respondents oppose such sales at the state fair. Josh Weichel, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
The city of Fort Wayne has reached a new agreement with developers of the long-delayed Harrison Square project. Redevelopment Commission Executive Director Greg Leatherman tells our partners at Indiana's News Center the measure outlines what Berry Real Estate and Hardball Capital will pay if the project fails to develop.
This proposal puts all the obligations on Barry and Hardball. The city have no obligations under this agreement. It's entirely what they're going to do for us if they do not complete the project. That's the entire reason for the document, what they will pay the city in case the project doesn't happen.
Developers recently announced PNC Bank will act as the lead bank on the $18 million effort. Officials also say nearly all leases in the project's retail portion have been signed. A new construction start date is expected to be announced next week. This is Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI.
Indiana business and government leaders are working to make our state a world-class center for the life sciences. Central to this bold vision is Indiana University. Our expertise in teaching, research, and healthcare will help make a better Indiana.
Aspire Indiana Behavioral Health System. Helping find a better way to recovery and therapy through social enterprise programs such as Harvest Land Farm. More at aspireindiana.org.
Part of the speculation surrounding Congressman Mike Pence has been put to rest. The Indiana Republican, through a letter to supporters posted on his Facebook page, has stated he will not run for president in 2012. But Pence does not say if he will be running for governor. The congressman provided some insight on his decision-making process last month during an interview with Inside Indiana business host Gary Dick.
While Mrs. Pence and I have made no final decisions about our future, we do feel now's the right time in the life of our family to ask the question, where else might we serve?
You can see an extended interview with Pence and read his letter to supporters on our website, InsideIndianaBusiness.com. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for Inside Indiana Business Radio.
WFYI weather, today and tonight cloudy, today's high 29, low tonight 28. Partly sunny tomorrow and Sunday, tomorrow's high 36, and Sunday's high about 34. Right now it's cloudy and 23 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, thanks so much, Sharon. Well, in sports last night in college basketball, Tom Pritchard's tip-in with 44.2 seconds left helped IU upset number 20 Illinois 52-59. Jordan Hall.